prisoners sang. The jail went bang, and the jailer sprang. Acts 16, verses 31 and 32, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. The world loves sensation, yet it denounces sensation in the church. According to the world, the church should be a drab, staid, formal, and very respectful place. If you read the book of Acts, you will find an entirely different picture of the church. The church's activities were punctuated with sensations, sensational jailbreaks, sensational miracles, sensational happenings, and sensational conversions. Note this event I have referred to in my text. This was a great sensation. Paul and Silas had cast the devil out of a devil-possessed soothsayer. Her masters went mad. They had the preachers beaten and thrown into jail. The jailer, a very evil man, upon whom sin had plowed many furrows in his heart and soul, he thrust the two preachers into the inner prison, and he made their feet fast in the stocks. Nothing daunted, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Their prayer time turned into a praise time. Except prayer turns into praise, it's not true prayer. So loud they sang at midnight that the other prisoners heard them. What is more, God Almighty heard them and said a very loud amen to their prayer. That loud amen from God brought on an earthquake. The whole prison went bang. The doors burst open. The chains fell off. The prisoners were loose. The jailer was about to kill himself, knowing full well that that was his due desert if he lost one prisoner. Paul stopped him by giving him the assurance that all was well. Notice the inquiry. The jailer sprang in and cried out, What must I do to be saved? He got the immediate reply, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. He was not told to go to the confessional, to be baptized, to say prayers, to give up evil habits and company. He was told simply to believe. Put his trust in, rest his confidence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only way of salvation. Turn from everything else and cast yourself totally and unreservedly upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing and receiving are one and the same thing. Invite the Savior into your heart right now. The end result, the jailer believed in all his heart and started a life of rejoicing. You can start such a life right now. Immediately, believe, and the darkness will instantaneously be dispelled. A and you will be in the light. Believing, we rejoice to see the curse removed. We bless the Lamb with a cheerful voice. Amen, and may God bless His word.